When Anita told me that Sean would like to come and bring a message, you know, I had scheduled him for a later time, and then this time became available, and I thought that this would be a perfect time for him to come and share with us. He's a young man that has been called by God to preach the gospel. That's something God calls us to. You know, you don't want to outguess God. Not everybody's supposed to be a preacher. Not everybody can be a song leader. But everybody can be involved in God's business. This is something that Sean has been called to do. His wife, Beverly, is here with him. He has a son. Is it Shunday? Daughter, Rashawn, and little daughters back there is here with us too. And I'm so excited that their family got to come and be part of this. I want you to... When Sean told me what he wanted to preach about, I said, well, that's who we are. You know, we are Barnum Ladies. So he's going to bring that message to you today. I want you to listen to him. I'm excited to get a chance to hear him and to be part of this. I mean, Sean, you come and deliver a word to us, and at the end we'll have an altar call.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Members of Barnabas Baptist Church, I just want to say thank you for inviting me and my family. I just want to be here to be an encourager. I heard you guys on your 58th anniversary homecoming. That's a blessing. That's a long time.
Yes.
That's a long time. God has been mighty. God has brought you a mighty long way.
Amen.
I'm going to start out with a little bit of a song, and then I'll start with prayer.
Okay.
I'll tell you just a little bit about me. Tell you just a little bit about me so you can get comfortable with me. But I feel like I'm at home because we've fellowshipped together before. Over the years, back when Darius was young, Barbara, I used to go over Barbara's house, and my mom used to take care of her. I remember Don from some of his songs, we used to fellowship. But been at home a lot, been at home working and at the home church, just praising and learning. Before I could come, I wanted to make sure that my learning was correct. So I'm gonna start with a song.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Come unto you, Lord, as it says in the word, Father God, we ask that you come It says that when two or more gather together in your name, there you will be in the midst, Father God. So we come unto you, Father God. Our hearts, our minds are open, Father God, to hear a word from you, Father God. Bless your people not to see me, Father God, but to see you. Give me the right words to say. Give me the right encouraging words to say as we continue to go on our Christian journey, Father God. Come unto you, Lord, make our hearts and minds receptive to hear your word, Father God. Come unto you, thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I was very happy to hear. And I guess the best thing for a topic to me was the Bartimaeus Baptist Church. So we're going to go to the scripture, which is in Mark 10, chapter 46 through 52. And I'll start off with a very small passage. There's a lot that you can pull out. A lot that you can pull out from the 46 reads. And they came unto Jericho as he went out of Jericho with the disciples. A great multitude of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. He cried out more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to call. And they called the blind man and said unto him, be of good comfort, rise, calleth thee. And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might have my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in his way.
Amen.
All right, it says, and they came to Jericho. I did a little bit of background on Jericho. Jericho, by definition, means place, fragrance of the moon, city, an ancient city in the wide plain where the Jordan Valley broadens between Moab Mountains and the western precipice, and is situated on the route of Israel after they crossed the Jordan under Joshua. 3:16, the first mention of Jericho in Scripture is in connection with the advance to Israel to Canaan. They came into the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan in Numbers 22 and 1. And in this particular story, we have Jesus was on his way into Jericho. He was tarrying there. But in Mark, it doesn't say, it doesn't give you detail. He was in and out of the city. He was passing by. So you have to go over to Luke. You have to go over to Luke 19 and Luke 19. Before I get into the story of Bartimaeus, we go over to Luke 19 and he was there. He was dealing with a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a man of short stature. He was a tax collector. He was he saw Jesus in the city of Jericho. So he went and climbed a tree. Because I said he was short. Sometimes when we're short, we have to get in high places so that we can sleep.
Right.
So he went and climbed a tree. And Jesus, okay, when Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered him that the man should be brought down. And the man came near Jesus, asked him, what do you want me to do? Chief tax collector or publican resides in Jericho. He was short in stature climbed into a sycamore tree in order that he might see Jesus as he passed through the town. When Jesus came to the tree, he passed, looked up, and called Zacchaeus by name. He told him to hasten and come down because he intended to be a guest in Zacchaeus' house. With undisguised joy, Zacchaeus hastened down and welcomed the master to the people, murmuring, saying that he had gone to be the guest of a man who was a sinner. You have the people looking down on Jesus because he went over the tax collector's house. And y'all know about how tax collectors are sometimes, because I just had an issue last year where I had to deal with some taxes. I had to pay some taxes back. And it took me a year to pay those taxes back. And if I hadn't paid those taxes back, they would have dove, they dove over these times over. You know, and I didn't like it because I had to abide by the tax collector's rules. So you can see how sometimes people can judge on the outside looking in, they're judging Jesus. Why is he dealing with this man? You know, and you know, we got to be thankful that Jesus, you know, look, you know, loves people, loves everybody. Jesus loves everybody. Let me see, Zacchaeus' house, undisguised joy, hasted down and welcomed the master. The people murmured, saying that he is gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus was especially odious, and being a Jew and occupying an official rank among the tax collectors, who indicated youthful activity in the service of the Roman oppressors. He seems to have been deeply moved by the consideration shown by Jesus, and before all the people made the vow that attests his penance, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded as much as greater restitution than the required," like in Numbers 5 and 7, Jesus thereupon made the declaration, "Today, salvation has come to the house, because he too is a spirit, in the spiritual sense, is the son of Abraham." All right? Can we go back to Mark chapter 10? So that's what, as he was passing by blind Bartimaeus, he was going in and out of the city. That's what went on in the city. So Jesus saves Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus wants to pay restitution. And we're all sons of Abraham, because, you know, God gave Abraham land, and because of Abraham, all seeds, all people are blessed because of Abraham. Okay. All right. And they came to Jericho, and he sent out to Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. So Bartimaeus is on the road, and people are passing by. He's begging. He's a beggar, and his occupation is to beg. So he has a robe, and I can see him with a cup. I can see him with a cup or a bowl, you know, trying to get on so he can take care of himself. It's all he has to take care of himself. But we got to remember, he can't hear. I mean, he can't see, but he can hear. Sometimes we don't have to. I can see, but it's still, you know, Bartimaeus. He can't see, but he can hear. Okay? I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. His name is Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. In the Bible, when they say somebody's name and they tell the parents, then that's very significant. It means something. And then he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He couldn't see, but he heard. I know it's a lot of noise going on in this situation. He began to cry out, "Jesus, Jesus, I need some help. Thou son of David, have mercy on me." We got to remember sometimes when we're going through things, we can't be proud, because that's the reason why God has given me this scripture.
Amen.
I'm a proud man. I have two jobs. I try not to ask anybody for something. That's what God is telling me. That's the reason I have these scriptures. Because God, if you need a miracle, it don't matter what your situation is. Bartimaeus is showing me, help. I need help, Lord. I need help.
Amen.
You know, to stop being so proud. Pride is a bad thing.
Yes, man.
Pride is a bad thing. And when he heard that if you that he began to cry and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried even more greater because he knows that Jesus is in town. You know, you just can't go to the store and get medicine to heal yourself. Back then, if you didn't have medicine and a way that doctors, like, we got technology now, we go to the doctor and get mostly everything taken care of, but they didn't have that. They only had Jesus. This was his one opportunity to get healed, and he wasn't going to let anybody stop him. They tried to tell him to stop, be quiet. I need a blessing. I need a blessing in my situation, you know. His situation, our situation, we can't let people make us be quiet. We got to cry out, and we got to let God know what we need. That's what I'm learning through Bartimaeus.
Amen.
And when he heard this, Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then he charged him that he should hold his feet. He cried out the more great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He calleth thee. Think about it. Bartimaeus was a blind man. In society, we don't look at, we pass by blind people. We don't acknowledge them. In society, I'm just a security guard, slash barber, slash broke preacher that's just trying to make it in this world. And when God stops, he stops for Bartimaeus. When God stops for us in our time of need, before I'm almost at the point where I go look ask somebody, I need some help, God will stop and ask me what you need, or God will take care of the need. I may need something for my family, and I'm trying to be proud and not ask anybody, and God will come. God came for Bartimaeus, so he can come for any one of us. He'll be there for every one of us in the situation of need. That's what is so beautiful about the Lord. He gave us all salvation.
Amen.
Now, you know, you can find people up and down the street and you can ask them something. Or a lot of times when people do something for you, they want alms. They want to get paid.
Right.
Salvation is free.
Yeah. That's right.
He cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou I should do to thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Amen.
And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on his way. Okay. I think that Bartimaeus got his sight from the Lord. And then when he got his sight from the Lord, it gave him a way to take care of himself. But also what I see is he followed Jesus. He worshiped him. He didn't have to sit there no more and wait for people to help him. He worshiped the Lord. He followed the Lord. I think he praised him and followed him all the days of his life. Let's see if anything else, if I need to point out anything else. That's it. I'm not going to hold anybody. Another thing that I see that he had faith that God was going to take care of the situation. I don't know how long he sat there on the road thinking or waiting for his deliverance. But it says Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
That's right.
He hoped for it.
Amen.
You know, I don't know how long he sat on the road, but he had hope. Hope is a powerful thing. I can go back to days when I was little with my mom, I wanted to get a Nintendo, let's put it like that. A Nintendo game. I hoped for it. I hoped for it for about 4 years. I hoped for it. That's how I know. You know, people ask me, how do you know Jesus is real? I have hope. I have faith. I know you can't tell me. We've been through too much. We've all been through too much to not know that God exists.
Amen.
And I hope for about 4 or 5 years till the price dropped down. Christmas after Christmas. Hey, but one day, hope. I'm just saying, I was a little bitty kid. Hope came, and one day, one Christmas, after the price dropped down about 4 or 5 times, that I'm just as simple as I can break it down to you. Faith and hope. It came. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of God. But it's a lot of faith going on in the scripture. And we got to have faith as Christians. Romans 3:28 says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear, prepared his heart to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir to the righteousness, which is by faith. You know it took a lot of faith. You know it took a lot of faith for Noah. We still on Bartimaeus, but I want to give you some examples of faith. You know it took a lot of faith for Noah to work on the ark for 120 years. And it never rained. You never saw rain. You know it took a lot of faith. It says Luke 17:6, the Lord answered. How you had faith as a if you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, then you may say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by root and rooted through being planted. And that's all I have for you today. We have to be like Bartimaeus. We have to cry out when we need something from God. That's a lesson. That's a lesson for me. We can't be too proud to ask God what we need, because we're not gonna always be able to take care of everything. That's why we need Jesus. And I'm gonna finish with this right here. We finish with our Savior Jesus Christ, who hung dead and died for each of our sins.
Amen.
Back on Calvary. That we would have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm gonna leave it there at the cross. Thank you. I appreciate you guys inviting us out. We're gonna come a lot more fellowship. Thank you.
Amen.
We have a proud name to live up to, don't we?
Amen.
We have a
I have one food of thought. It's in that passage. How did Bartimaeus know that he was the son of David?
I'm sure, like Sean said, he was blind, but he wasn't deaf, and I'm sure that he had been told many times who Jesus was.
He knew he came from Nazareth. He knew that was the bloodline of David. He may have known it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you understand, during this time, Jesus' ministry was so popular. Everywhere he went, people were just gathering and gathering because they wanted to see Jesus for many different reasons. Some they wanted to see him because they wanted to watch him do miracles. Some saw him because they thought he was such a great teacher. And like we kind of talked about last week, when Jesus spoke and when he taught, he painted pictures and people got it. I'm sure Barnabas knew, as Sean said, this is my only chance. If you don't go to doctors and have eye surgeries and stuff like that, we do now. This was his chance, and it was his faith that healed him. And that's what's going to heal us. That's what's going to heal you and me of whatever it is that we dream about. Those things that we pray about, like I talked about in the victory march, we need to have those dreams. And what's going to make those dreams come true is our faith in Jesus Christ. Our belief that His words are true. And like Barnabas said, and like Sean said here, you got to just swallow your pride and get out there and speak up. You can't be shy. Remember we talked about this. Jesus doesn't want you to be indifferent. You're either for Him or against Him.
That's right.
So don't be indifferent when it comes to Jesus. And we speak up like Barnabas spoke up here. I'm so thankful that Sean was here today and brought the message to us about Barnabas. We need to remember that's who we are. We are people that need help. There are people in the biggest churches in this city still need help. We all have some kind of disability. We all have needs, and we can't meet our needs on our own. We must have Jesus to help us meet our needs. Like Priscilla talked about, if you don't have Jesus Christ, how do you face death of a loved one? If you didn't believe in heaven when your best friend beside you dies, how do you get over that? You get over it because you believe that Jesus has promised you that there is life after death and that there is eternal life. And that we have this abundant life here, that we can live that life here. See a little bit of heaven right here. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you today, we're so thankful to hear about the person that we were named after, Father. We're so grateful for the chance to be here today and to understand how important it is for us to cry out to you. We can't stay quiet, Father. If we just stay quiet, we're just being indifferent. And we can't get our prayers answered. We can't get our dreams dreamed without crying out to you, Father. Father, thank you for allowing us to celebrate another year of Barnabas Baptist. Father, we're so grateful. We don't know if we'll have another. We don't know what tomorrow is promised, Father, but we do know this. That every day is sweeter and sweeter when we believe in Jesus Christ and trust in Him. Father, we're going to claim that victory today. We're going to claim that victory of celebrating not something that we have done, Father, but something that you have done. You have established us and allowed us to be here for 58 years. And Father, I pray that you'll let us have another 58 years if it be your will. Father, that this ministry doesn't die when we die, Father. That your work just goes on and on and on. Father, I bless Sean and his family as he begins his ministry, Father. Continue to bless him and his work and his family. Father, I just pray for all the people here today. I speak blessings on the people here today, Father. I just speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there something here?